117.
The great being, wishing to reveal the prerequisites of the peace and tranquility of the world and the advancement of its peoples, hath written, "The time must come when the imperative necessity for the holding of a vast and all-embracing assemblage of men will be universally realized. The rulers and kings of the earth must needs attend it, and participating in its deliberations must consider such ways and means as will lay the foundations of the world's great peace amongst men. Such a peace demandeth that the great powers should resolve, for the sake of the tranquility of the peoples of the earth, to be fully reconciled among themselves. Should any king take up arms against another, all should unitedly arise and prevent him. If this be done, the nations of the world will no longer require any armaments except for the purpose of preserving the security of their realms and of maintaining internal order within their territories. This will ensure the peace and composure of every people, government, and nation. We fain would hope that the kings and rulers of the earth, the mirrors of the gracious and almighty name of God, may attain unto this station and shield mankind from the onslaught of tyranny. The day is approaching when all the peoples of the world will have adopted one universal language and one common script. When this is achieved, to whatsoever city a man may journey, it shall be as if he were entering his own home. These things are obligatory and absolutely essential. It is incumbent upon every man of insight and understanding to strive to translate that which hath been written into reality and action. That one indeed is a man who today dedicateth himself to the service of the entire human race. The great being saith, "Blessed and happy is he that ariseth to promote the best interests of the peoples and kindreds of the earth." In another passage he hath proclaimed, "It is not for him to pride himself who loveth his own country, but rather for him who loveth the whole world. The earth is but one country, and mankind its citizens."